I want to do something different today. I want to ask you if you have a short testimony of what God is doing in your life and you felt like on your heart, if you felt like God has been doing something you want to share, would love for you to come up to the front right now. I know you didn't prepare. That's the best time to say a testimony. Because if you're preparing for it, you're nervous. And before you know it, you don't even show up to church because you're so nervous. So if there is one or two people, we would love for you to give a testimony today of how God has brought you through or He has done something in your life that will encourage the rest of us. Juan, you want to come? Come on, my friend. Yeah, come on. Come on, Anita. Give him a hand. You can take my table and speak right here.
Hi, my name is Louisa, and I actually moved here 3 months ago from Detroit. And since probably from the age of 12 till 42, I was addicted to drugs and alcohol, and I lived in the streets, and I wasn't saved, and I didn't think there was a God. And I really had a hard life. But 7 months ago, by the grace of God, I made it to Keystone, and I've been delivered from that. And it's changed my life. I haven't just been delivered from drugs and alcohol. I now have hope.
Come on.
I have faith.
Hallelujah.
I know through Him all things are possible. And if I sat up here and really told you my story, you'd be like, wow, God has really kept me from so much. And I have a lot of gratitude for that.
Amen. Thank you.
My name is Anita. My husband and I got married here at this church November 10th of last year. And at the beginning of this year, we were having a lot of marital problems. We were on the verge of getting divorced. He moved out with my son and was staying in his own place. I don't want to get into detail, but I pretty much, I guess you can say, stepped away from my marriage because I felt as though I wasn't getting what I was needing from him or what I was wanting from him. So I went and did my own thing. That didn't last for very long. A couple months later, you know, what was going on had ended, and I looked around in my house and realized how empty my life was and not lonely. So him and I, we started talking again, and I came to church a lot more, and I would pray to God, and I put my life in God's hands, and Hallelujah. Now after about 6 or 7 months, he actually moved back in with me this weekend, and Wow. We're getting ready to move back into a different new house, so things are starting to look up for us, and on top of that, we are going to have a baby in February, so
Amen.
That is how God has saved me, in other words, so He saved my marriage.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Juan. I am a new resident of Sioux Falls. First of all, I just want to say praise the Lord. And
praise the Lord.
He has delivered me from trials and tribulations time after time. And for the past 123 days, I was sitting in Minnehaha County Jail. And, you know, from that experience, I know the Lord he's patient and He's merciful. Because I could have easily been convicted of a wrongful crime that I did not commit, but He delivered me from that. I was a sheep that lost the flock, and the Lord just called me back, and He's been so patient with me. And He showed me that if I give all glory to Him, anything is possible. And I trust the Lord with my life. And He's just been so patient with me. You know, I didn't even know how loving He is until I was sitting in that cell all by myself every night. And I'll talk to Him. And His presence is an unseen presence. Like, you would never think the Lord is there until you look straight at Him, you know. And everything I do and everything I say, I felt the Lord's presence for that whole
Hallelujah.
122 days.
Hallelujah.
He would send me to different scriptures in the Bible, and it just let me reflect on my past life. And sadly to say, the devil did have a hold on me. He
Come
did.
On.
But, you know, I gave my life to the Lord. I am truly a faithful servant and child of the Lord. And I thank Him every day from delivering me from that. As far as my situation, it's done and over with. I
Hallelujah.
Have nothing to worry about because He delivered me from that. Because I had faith in Him and I trusted Him. And I praised Him for even the bad situation. I was in what most people would say a bad circumstance.
Come on.
But with that time alone, I had time to reflect. And He brought me back to the flock. So the Lord is good.
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
Yes. And if we just trust him.
Preach it, man. Come on.
Just even with the
preach it.
You know,
even with the bad situations, the bad circumstances, you know,
come on.
We gotta praise him for everything. Thank Amen. You for listening.
Amen. Amen. I know if you had an opportunity, you would come up here and you would say how good God has been in your life, in your business, in your job, in your situation. Some of you posted on Facebook that you had some health scares. We were praying and you went to the hospital and it turned out to be nothing. Thank God. God is just so faithful.